put the ace in angel face. This is your lady with Inequality Productions, the podcast that ain't frontin'. So let's get serious. So first off, let me let y'all know that that was my intro and will be the opening cut to all my continued content. It's also an example of how I MC, if you will, aside from the rhyme scheme. I was hesitant to use the word MC because I feel like it's an old school term. But I do use the word femcy because it's more unique. So this is my first podcast, and I was challenged to do so for a social media marketing class in the summer of 2018. I think podcasting would be a great tool for me as a hip-hop artist because, first off, it's gonna let people get used to the tone of my voice. Whereas if I had a video or something, there's always other distractions in the mix. So people have questioned the way I say things sometimes. My tone or accent might change depending on atmospheres or emotion. That's because I'm animated. That's because I'm a character. But this is not to get twisted, because I'm not gonna say shit that I'm not being true to. No matter what character, I still have consistent morals. I used to have trouble with this before I became comfortable with my whole self, because I wanted to be consistent and I wanted to be real. I remember talking to my adjustment counselor about this in high school, and he was like, "You're not being fake, you're just expressing a different aspect of yourself." Ever since that, I had to remind myself that I'm always being me. So as an introductory podcast, let's brush up on some history. I've been making music since the silverware banging on the table phase never ended. I began getting more serious and writing songs around age 9. My sister was a talented piano player at the time, and she had a decent crew of musical professionals. Not only did she perform live, but she did recordings. I would always wake up to her playing in the morning, and I couldn't help but listen. I felt like I was a part of the music and a part of her. As she played, I would actually get pissed because she was just practicing, and she would repeat small sections of the melody over and over to get better, and I just wanted to hear it flow. One day, she taught me how to use her four-track, and from there, it was history. I didn't know how to play her guitar, but I strummed melodies and recorded tracks, making music from anything. I played drums on my pencil box, used my alarm clock as a metronome, and played rubber bands over plastic bowls. I'm pretty sure I still have some of these cassettes somewhere, too. So, as a podcast, the idea is to have this information be useful. In a clamshell, hearing others' perspectives on topics is useful in itself because it can help set off new ideas to make us better people individually, and also by connecting us as a species to evolve organically instead of a staged he said, she said, or an emotionless black and white fact book. As a podcast category, I chose philosophy because I'm going to be sharing my thoughts about my journey to fame. This could be some pretty personal shit. Of course, I need to keep in mind that regardless of expressing my inequalities to y'all, this is going to be part of my image as a rapper and a celebrity icon. Therefore, I've got to have some pretty hefty ass backing when I make controversial statements, and I encourage any and all feedback to help clarify or adjust my views. In order to understand my lens, I feel it's important to know more about my history. I had a few singing groups before my teens where we used beats from a keyboard and such, but my first rap crew was formed when I was about 14. I do have a couple of tracks uploaded from this era on YouTube by the Anunnakis. The guys in the crew were in their 20s. Nothing too crazy went down, except for the time we set up a robbery and rolled around in a bit of loot. But that was kid shit, or things people do who can't make it in society. A lot of what shaped my views has nothing to do with music, aside from the fact I wrote a few songs about it and published a book with my mom about it. The book is called Gift of the Indigo and can be Googled with an easy match from the Amazon.com website for purchase. Really, it was my mom's idea for the book, and I still don't know exactly how I'm being perceived through it, so I hope it will do more good than harm. At least it's useful when people ask me questions I don't want to answer. I can just tell them to get some reading glasses if they really want to know. Aside from that book, I published a free book called Real Magic about my belief system. Links are posted for easy access on this page. The Real Magic book is like a Bible where there's lines that you'll be able to read a million times and still understand it differently. I get this way in my music sometimes too, where I write lines and think them through for use in different contexts. That's philosophy, to make statements that can be wisdom in many different situations. However, it's harder to connect to people who are prone to tune in only to key words, to feel that they can use what I have to say as advice, or understand my story. As a poetic person, I use words generally, in a larger picture, which can confuse listeners. When I dated a rapper in LA, he used to rag on me a lot, saying I was just rhyming and not saying anything. I struggled with punchlines because I avoid labels and things of limitation. Most punchlines come from things a lot of people know, like name brands or TV shows. All of that has been hyped to me, because I don't typically judge a book by its cover, and social credibility never meant shit to me. In fact, I've always been one to do the opposite of what the mass does. One time, I even jumped off the side of a bridge no one was jumping off of, and found out why. The hard way. Luckily, I only got a gash in my leg. Regardless of my reactional gullibility, I always test the waters to find out my truth. Because no matter what is true for one person, everyone is different. So I'ma leave y'all with that for now. And I look forward to creating a vortex as I climb to my prime with my Inequality Productions.